Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Warning. The Loud Spot podcast uses adult humor and adult language in its broadcast. It may be unsuitable for younger audiences. Viewer discretion is advised. Also, we are idiots. Please don't take anything we say offensive or to heart.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another crappy show of the Loud Spot. Just kidding. It's a great show.
It's terrible. That's terrible. And don't forget, as always, brought to you by Red 13 Co., Tattoo Balm, Beard Balm, and now introducing the Tattoo Glide. Hit them up on Etsy. It's etsystore.com/Red13Co. Sebastian, let's go.
Emotionless and White on September 16th, played in Scranton, Pennsylvania. We're apparently
right where I am tonight. Right where
okay.
I am
tonight. Apparently a dog was at the concert. I don't know if it was a, what do you call those? Like a,
according to the pictures, I did not see that it was a service dog.
There you go.
It was just,
I don't think it was either.
It was a hairy golden retriever that, you know, should not have been held. It, you know, it's big enough to stand on its own, but.
Well, it was brought into the mosh pit and carried, I guess, for almost the whole entire show. There you go, right there. There's the dog and the guy that owns. I'm assuming he's the dog owner. Now, there is a vest on the dog.
It looked like
a vest. You can see.
They give him a harness.
It's a harness, vest, whatever it was.
Yeah, generally speaking, as service dogs, they have something that labels them in the front and the sides. That way, no matter what angle you're looking at, you can tell that it's a service dog.
And they usually have a flag coming out of its butt.
That's my experience.
Yeah.
And a flag coming out of its butt.
That the guy who owns the dog brought it in saying it was a service dog? Because you can't bring a dog to a concert.
The fact that it was on his shoulders, I don't think that he actually needed a service dog, because generally those who need service dogs, you know, can't lift one up over their shoulders. I can't do it, but, you know.
Well, not really. If it's a service dog that's for mental health, that's a totally different one.
That's an emotional support animal.
Same thing, though.
But they put service dogs in different
premises. It'd be
same premise.
All right, Here's my two cents, and you guys are not going to like this. Vinny, you do your job, and that guy will do his job. We don't know the backstory behind the dog. Maybe that dog's like 13 years old, and it's got like two more years to live. So he's trying to hang out with that dog until it dies. So they're going to hang out everywhere they go. Everywhere they go, they're going to hang out. Now, at the end of the day, this is that whole, you mind your business, I'll mind your business. But I know there's going to be people that are like, well, what about the dog's hearing? And the you know, it's really loud, because Vinny said that. It's really loud, and we don't want that dog to, they have different hearings and stuff. We don't know if that dog's deaf.
I get your point, you know, mind your business. But, you know, on the other hand, if one person sees that they're bringing their dog, you don't want to go to a concert that has a whole bunch of dogs because, ooh, I seen one.
I might get in that pit then, even though I'm old. I might just join that pit.
It's kind of like
with the pit bulls.
It's kind of like bringing a baby to the pit area, okay? A dog is like a child in a lot of essence because of their mentality and everything. It's just like you don't bring a baby to the pit.
I've seen people hold babies near the mosh pit before. Here's my thing, Sam. And for dog lovers out there, you're doing that dog a disjustice if it's not deaf. Okay, first of all, dogs' hearings are way more sensitive. Sam, you mentioned yourself that you recently went to a concert where that bass was rattling you. Yeah. Imagine what it's doing to that dog. Now, I don't know if that dog looked nervous. From the picture, you can't really tell. I don't think, personally, you should bring an animal to a concert. Now, if you do need a service animal and you bring it to a concert,
you should stay in the back.
That's right.
Again, mind your business, Sebastian. Mind your business.
I would have hated if I was actually standing behind that person because, for one, I'm allergic to hairy dogs. For two, I'm short. I wouldn't have been able to see
his name
in the dog.
Huh? Hairy dog? Was that his name?
No,
dog?
She's allergic to hairy dogs. I'm allergic to hairy dogs.
Yeah. I'm just saying. And then I wouldn't have been able to see over the dog because it was on the shoulder. So I would have been dissatisfied as a paying person, which that doesn't really matter. It's just there's a lot of things that you can look at it as a pros and a cons, I think.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it made traction. Well, Diego's face is hilarious. He's like,
I get the whole mind your business thing, but yeah, also for animal lovers out there, they're going to disagree with that.
If Sebastian's opinion had a baby with Sam's opinion, I'm right there. It is a mind your business. Honestly, at the end of the day, once again, I just said this about we won't get into it, but I said this about something that just happened a couple weekends ago. Okay. Nobody gives a boop about it.
Exactly.
Right. This is just for exactly what this is. If they really cared, there would be a sign on the door, service animal or no service animal, no admittance. Right.
Right.
They're going to take that man $73.
Good point.
You know, like,
but if not, maybe now they will.
Maybe now they will.
It might start something.
Because that's right. No babies, and dogs in the pit.
Because I say this the same thing about, they do this at sporting games, and this is my opportunity. Right. I've been waiting 153 years to do this because F the Dodgers. The Dodgers and the Giants do it now too, but a lot of baseball teams do it. They may all do it. But I think it's start with the Dodgers. Dodgers have this dog day. Dumbest thing I've ever seen. Dogs in Dodger blue. It's disgusting. Animal cruelty. But seriously, though, all jokes aside, I think that doesn't belong because that's a distraction. It's a distraction to, of course, there's a lot of netting up nowadays, but sometimes fly balls, home run balls, it's a distraction. You just, same thing with any animal, even on, I'm on the side of even kids. I mean, I went to my first concert when I was like five. I went to Eddie Money, the Shoreline Amphitheater, shout out to the Shoreline.
That's different.
It's not though, because kids can be little you know what's right. Like I was, you know, and also distractions.
Crowd killer.
A bunch of drunk adults. I'm just saying. I don't know. That's how I feel about it.
You know, Diego, you brought up an interesting point about sports and dogs. Are dogs allowed at football games?
They are.
You mentioned the Giants, and I'm assuming you meant the San Francisco Giants.
The San Francisco Giants, right? Yep.
And the Dodgers you brought up. I think the LA Dodgers. Also, Oklahoma City has their minor league team is here in Oklahoma City. But football games is really no threat except for just a bunch of drunk people at a football game.
Yeah. I don't know. Like it's there's certain places for certain things. I love dogs. I'm a dog guy. But like,
well, it's a stadium. There's barely any room for people.
I think the same thing about kids, though, too. Like, and I've got more kids than anybody. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry. I'm one of those people that will laugh, you know, whenever a child's obnoxious and then smacks himself. You know, I'm the one.
Oh, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan.
I'm back there laughing my butt.
Yeah, children run around.
And I have three kids, but, you know, I raised them to act right in public. But, you know, some people.
That's it.
For those that are watching on video, you see it, but on audio, you don't. Both Diego and myself have 49er hats on today. Let's go, Niners. 3-0 right now. Purdy is still undefeated. I don't know how long that will last, but he's, I mean, maybe didn't look so pretty in the beginning of the last game, but they are McCaffrey, dude, Kittle, there's Bosa. On the defense, they're killing it right now. The Niners.
Hargrave, Ayuk.
And the Chiefs lost, I think, their first or second game.
I love it.
Well, let's talk more about your guys' Niners. But let's first take a quick music break real quick with a new band that you guys probably never heard of called Point North and their new song, Psycho, right here on the Loud Spot.
Yeah, they get the best of me, and you left with the rest of me, saying I'm sorry behind the door, throwing up on the floor. It's so lonely down here with me. I think I need somebody, someone who could save me. Wishing I was not the problem. I'm falling apart. Right now I feel like a
all I want to say is, let's go, Niners. Okay. We're going with the 49ers. Diego and I are on the same page when it comes to football. Oh, and I do want to say, for those who think I am on the 49ers bandwagon,
pull it out. Show everybody.
I do have a 49ers jacket that I got when I was probably about 2 or 3 years old from my grandfather. I was born in San Francisco, so
been a Niners fan. That's a lie. He just literally got it this weekend, and it's for his daughter. That she's gonna wear it.
I don't think they make jackets like this anymore. This is old.
Yeah.
It's old. And
I don't think they make jackets like that, period. It looks a little counterfeit. I ain't gonna lie. Looks a little
counterfeit. It's like a soft, like the that
satin.
Yeah, satin kind of feeling.
I had the silky gold one. with the big patch.
See,
did you wear it in middle school?
I did, absolutely. I did. I had the starter jacket. Yeah, I had the starter jacket that we absolutely didn't need in Northern California, but we wore it anyways because it was with the zebra striped pants, gold and red. Let's go.
The balloon pants.
The balloon pants. Yep.
Nice. Yep.
Thank you, MC Hammer.
One year for my birthday, my mom sent me 49ers shirt, shorts, hats, and all kinds of things. And one day I was all 49ered out. And that's not my normal, typical look. So I felt kind of weird wearing it. But yeah, I did go to Buffalo Wild Wings, and I sported it all night long.
Hey, have you guys been checking out the internet a little bit? There's this it's not necessarily new, but it's
Pornhub.
Pornhub? Yeah. But yeah, there's a big push in the music industry called hashtag my merch. And what they've been trying to do is help band together to try to cut those merch cuts that happen at venues. A lot of venues, a lot of people don't know, they'll charge upwards of 40% at a venue to the artist for their merchandise.
Wow. I didn't know that.
I've experienced it firsthand because I can go to the Diamond Ballroom and spend $35 on a hoodie, or I can go to a venue like the Criterion and spend $75 on a hoodie. And I'm sorry, but you know, obviously people can tell where that money's going and it's not the artists.
Yeah. So a lot, what has happened is just like you said, Don, you go to a merch table and you see like $100, you know, a hoodie or something like that. You know, that's not a normal price. Well, the reason why is because that artist is having to mark it up because there's a difference there. Say they spent like, I think an average hoodie is about $25 to $30 to print off per artist. Yeah. So, they have to mark it up. Good example. Matter of fact, I'm wearing it right now. My Point North t-shirt. A band you just heard. That's how I found out about this band. Shout out to Eric Jensen from the band Escape the Fate, who guest listed me for Cincinnati to come take a look at the show. Never seen Escape the Fate, so this was my opportunity. Loved it, but I really loved this band Point North. So, but that's besides the point. They'll be on soon. But one of the merch tables had a $75 t-shirt. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's pretty expensive, but I know why probably now, even though I've known this for a long, long time with festivals. Festivals are notorious for it. And it's okay. I get it. If someone's, you know, doing the merch and stuff like that, I could see where they can get their cut. But most of the time, you guys know, it's band members or people within the band, a merchandise person that's doing the merch table. So real quick on this hashtag my merch campaign, it's formed by a company. It launched in 2022 by Feature Artist Coalition, FAC, and the Union of Musicians and Allied Workers, UMAW, and Cadence Weapon. I have no idea what that is. They call on North music venues and festivals to join the My Merch campaign and sign on to end the practice of taking merch cuts. Venues can register 100% online. It just lets everyone know, hey, this is who we are. We don't take merch from the artist. And you can go check that out at the website, www.weareumaw.org. So that's I really believe in this. And I hope there's a lot of North American, a lot of UK, especially. I don't, you guys remember what band was that talked about it? The merch and I can't remember the band's name.
I don't know, but I do want to say that, especially for the independent artist, you're taking money away from them and not really supporting the venues, are not the people, because the people that are buying it assume that it's going to the artist.
Yeah,
exactly. But if it's going to the venues make their money off the ticket sales. But if they're also making beer sales or drinks or food sales.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Exactly. But making money off the band's merch for an independent, smaller artist, even bigger artists, whatever, it's taking money away from them. And that they already get money taken away from them from like streaming and everything else. Why take money from their merch? That's kind of BS, man.
Well, there's a lot more to it. So in a music venue, in a city or in a county or in a state, if anything is sold inside that building, that company, that venue is responsible for the sales tax for that. So that's where a lot of venues will tell you, well, we have to due to the fact is, but sales tax for most clothing across the board in the United States is like 11% is the highest I've seen it.
Yeah,
so exactly. 7 to 10 is probably the norm.
And I'm not saying that the venue shouldn't put a little bit on it, you know, to make a couple of bucks, but leave it at that, a couple of bucks, you know, mark it up $5, $10 max, but the rest of it needs to go to the artist. So, you know, whenever the artist normally would have the t-shirt for $40, okay, make it 50. That way the venue gets 10. They're charging us the tax anyways. The venue gets the tax and the artist still gets the $40. You're not jipping them of their money. But you're also not jipping us for us having to pay, you know, $80 for a shirt, because I know I have spent upwards of $60 on a t-shirt and I have spent as little as $35 on a hoodie. And, you know, it gets kind of pricey.
And also, I mean, leave it to me, I guess, to be like the brutally honest, truthful one about all this. Once again, like people... You'll think, well, who really cares about the smaller artists? You know, oh, it's GarageBand, or oh, it's a band that you can go see on Broadway in Nashville any given night for
become free a band. Entry. You'll find like, out.
Thank you. Like that. So there's that, but also, we'll just throw Shinedown out there, and I'm just saying that because it's very relevant in the back of my mind because they're about to come back to town next month, right? So without these supporting bands, without these buy-ons, without these quote unquote little bands, all these bigger bands are gonna have to put more of their own front into production, into this, which means what now, because you didn't want to buy the merch or you didn't want to buy, or you're complaining about a higher ticket sale or for a band that got quote unquote, I don't know who they are. Well, now they're not buying on to the Shinedown tour. Now they're not buying on to the Papa Roach tour. So therefore now when you want to go see these bands that are already making squillions, which that's the name of the game. That's that I don't hate. Congratulate. Don't hate. But you're now paying more to go see one band, as opposed to you might be missing the next Bad Omens. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, and people don't look at it like that. People don't look at it like that. They just see what's in front of them because they don't care, because everybody's out there busting their butt, you know, making $14, $15, $10 an hour and they don't want to buy it or whatever. So, I mean, there's always something more behind just something for those that heard what Sam said and they rolled their eyes. Who gives a damn about little artists? Right. I don't support until it affects you as a consumer. Milk $6 a gallon, right? Just use that same thing. It's the same thing. It's all the same thing.
And I forgot to show the pic. So if you guys see this pic, so on for all of our video people, if you see this, this is what they're asking you to post if you're a venue.
The sign says, for those on audio, at this venue, artists keep 100%. And then it says, of their merch sales and merch cuts, hashtag my merch. So... Yeah. Great topic. We support a lot of bands on The Loud Spot, not just big, huge, super famous bands, but a lot of smaller bands that we interview that are going places and doing things and doing these tours. We support them. So great subject. Don, I don't know what mood music discussion is. And I know that's what we off in the intro of like, what is mood music discussion?
First of all, that's my fault. That's my fault. That's my fault. I classified it as mood music.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But Sam knows what it is about because I talked to him about it. So it's his fault. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's exactly what he said.
We had that audio or that music. I don't have it anymore, but.
All right. So no, it's not actually mood music. What I was referring to is a lot of people listen to certain types and styles of music depending on their mood. Like if they are angry, you know, they play the screaming metal, and if they're, you know, upset and they play, you know, the slower rock, or do they totally switch genres? You know, me, I'm an eclectic person to where if you look at my playlist, I have, you know, I have screaming metal, I have regular metal, I have country, I even have Lindsey Sterling,
country metal.
The violinist, huh? I'm from Oklahoma. I have a couple. I mean, come on, give me a break.
Before I call Sam, I listen to ICP and get right. really angry, become a juggalo.
I knew it. Like, I want to kill my friend, stab his eyeballs out. I knew it.
That's why I constantly say so. Definitely.
Diego listens to elevator music mostly.
That's it. Yes,
but it's in the style of all hardcore metalcore and metal music.
Well, yeah, everybody knows
crab walking to some elevator music. Yeah. And then just the ding, and then it stops. And I'm just, welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
Why they gotta be Mexican? Why they gotta
because
be
most Mexicans work. Because
I am Mexican. I am Mexican, apparently.
Yeah. You are?
Yeah. You could pass for Mexican.
I could pass.
Yeah, he's passed.
Well, I just want pass. It's just, you know, music is more than just, you know, having a playlist, you know, to smash somebody. And, you know, music is more than, you know, a lot of different things in Diego.
Air supply. That's what she's talking about. Air supply.
Speaking of metal and country.
It's all about the rhythm.
Exactly. Y'all cannot say that y'all do not go with the rhythm of the music whenever y'all are smashing the music.
I'm blue. That lasts not long at all.
But you know, I'm going to start saying when I ever hear that song.
Damn, turn it off. I can't keep up.
Whenever I hear that song, I'm going to say, I'm blue, Diego, go, go. And I'll be smashing to that. Thinking of you now, every time.
Thinking of me. Thank you. I appreciate it.
But in reference, Don, yes, I'm the same way. If I'm in a certain mood, I'm going to try to change my mood either by doing something entertainment wise, like going out. Well, getting off the truck is number one, you know, that's my number one thing, just getting off the truck. But I'll listen to, so if I'm in a party mood, I got to listen to hip hop, dancey type stuff, like, you know, kind of thing. Yeah.
No,
go on.
No,
You're a liar. You listen to
no,
that.
I'm not lying. No, no.
All the time. All
no,
the time.
I do but, not. No, I don't.
But if I'm in a, sing-along mood, I tend to go to country. That's my go-to.
That's easy to sing to, except, you know. Yeah.
If I'm feeling like confident or something like that, it's usually metalcore or metal in general. I don't know why those ones just feel like I feel confident. I want to break someone's face, but then help them up when I knock them
what
to the ground.
Like, what if you're like feeling like, you know, woe is me, I suck at life, like
that? I don't feel like that. I don't feel like that. That's you after a couple beers.
After a couple beers, my ego's way. Yeah.
No, 10 foot tall.
Yep.
I've gotten those texts late night, 3 o'clock.
No, okay, because you do a good job. So I'm telling you, you do a good job. I'll text Sam. Hey, man, good job. And you know what? It's not late at night. It's normally when I'm driving, I listen to our show, and I'm drunk. Like, you did a really good job. And Sam's like, this drunk ass. I'm like, dude, I'm driving completely sober. Sam doesn't know how to take a compliment. That's the problem.
No, I'm bad about a compliment.
Yeah, you're the problem, bad. Not me.
You're right. But what it is. But the whole music thing is a gateway though, because like it can go. I've hurt myself at the gym listening to White Pony a little too up on 11. Right. I've you know gotten to a real deep dark place listening to Adam's song one too many times by Blink. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like so right. sometimes yes. Let's roll. If it's time to get down. If I'm working, vape in one hand, Cypress Hill blaring out in the other. Yep. Like, yeah, everybody's got their go-to.
I will say this. Those people that don't listen to multiple genres of music, those are the ones I worry about.
Yes.
I used to not. We can get into multiple genres of music on another episode, which is a great conversation, but we got to play this. What is it? It's Beartooth featuring Hardy, which is awesome. They did this collab. I heard it for the first time just a few days ago on Octane. It's awesome. Let's play that song right now. What's the name of the song?
Right, it's Beartooth featuring Hardy, The Better Me.
Let's go.
Times if I said I was gonna be someone when I get back onto my feet. Tomorrow I'm gonna make changes cause today I can barely speak.
trying, concerned about it, I can't steady my hand. The side effects of it, I've been so crushing, this wasn't part of my plan. I don't want to suffer, I tried to lie and I tried to recover. But I'm back in the gutter, thinking all the same things. How many times have I said I was gonna be someone when I get back onto my feet? Tomorrow I'm gonna make changes, cause today I can barely speak. I know how to pull myself out, and it's gonna hurt like hell to set myself free. Just say it out loud, today's the day I'll stop fucking around and be the better man. I'm so done with it, and I'll run with it for as long as I can. I'm shutting down at one foot in the ground, and I got no confidence left. Don't need one another testify that it's time to recover. I won't die in the gutter, cold, alone, and unseen. How many times have I said I was gonna be someone when I get back onto my feet? Tomorrow I'm gonna make changes, cause today I can barely speak. I know how to pull myself out, and it's gonna hurt like hell to set myself free. Just say it out loud, today's the day I stop fucking around and be the better man. Someone when I get back on my feet. Tomorrow I'm gonna make changes, cause today I can barely speak. I know how to pull myself out, and it's gonna hurt like hell to set myself free. Just say it out loud, today's the day I stop fucking around and be the better me, yeah. Stop fucking around and be the better me.
All right, and we are back with a little true or false, and we'll see what you guys guess. Now, if you know the answer, give everyone a chance to say whether it's true or false, okay? All right.
Who's everyone? Who's everyone?
Like, yeah, everyone that's on here.
There's not everyone.
Everyone on the podcast. Okay, there's five of them, okay? First one is Charles Manson helped write a Beach Boys song. True
that is
or
true.
False?
True.
That is true. That is true.
Don?
I guess I'm going to have to go with majority and say true.
In 1968, the Beach Boys had a B-side to their cassette tape.
What the heck?
That Charles Manson wrote. Charles Manson actually lived with Dennis Wilson, who was a Beach Boy. The whole Manson family lived with him.
Do you know that?
And when the song came out, Charles Manson was upset that he got no credit for the song. The song was changed just a little bit, but Charles Manson did contribute a big part. I can't believe that the whole Manson family lived with, you not know something was weird about them? I don't know.
For the bonus, do you know what the original title to that track was?
Yeah, Cease to Exist.
Follow Me.
That's not what I read.
Too soon?
That's not what I saw. Oh, I get it. I get it. Follow Me. It should have been Follow. Well, it was still called Cease to Exist.
So this next one, Don, you got to answer first. And the other one, I will not.
Okay.
Marilyn Manson had his ribs removed. True or false?
True.
False.
I would have been busy sucking my own dick on the Wonder Years instead of chasing Winnie Cooper. The answer is false. And now was Marilyn Manson even on the Wonder Years?
No.
False. No.
That's part two of this question. The answer is false. Paul Pfeiffer was played by Josh Saviano, who is now a New York City corporate attorney. It never was on the Wonder Years, but I guess both of them heard that rumor.
Still trying to get up there.
For another bonus to that, add even yet a third tier really quickly. Do you know what one of Manson's, the band's first appearances was ever, ever?
No. Oh, yeah, on MTV, TRL.
MTV. No.
No. On Remember Donahue? Remember Donahue? Uh-huh.
That's right. He was on Donahue about the people listening to metal music.
Yep. As a very pup. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
And he answered great to it. Like,
True or false, the White Stripes are siblings.
False. Sorry, Don. Don.
Yeah, my bad. Damn it, Don.
She's gonna.
That is false. They were, however, spouses. They were married.
Yes.
Correct.
Got divorced in 2000. Their commercial success came in 2001. So they were already divorced, but still had their band going when they made it big. Okay.
Now they don't talk to each other.
Right.
True or false, Axl Rose can be heard having sex on their song Rocket Queen.
Oh, I would not put that past Axl, so I'm going to say true.
And the answer is true.
The answer is true.
See, I
you
know
can hear it on the bridge. Now, the girl's name is Adriana Smith, who used to date their drummer. Yeah. And when he was going out with other girls, she wanted to get back at him and decided that she was going to do that part. Axl Rose at the time did have a girlfriend, and she didn't want to do it. So I guess they did it in the studio, turned the lights off, had the sound guys record the sound so no one could see. And the
weirdest porn setup ever.
Her exact words were... Her words were... anything for the band.
That's right.
She was a huge, huge fan. Okay.
Give it all for
two more. Ozzy Osbourne bit the head off of a bat. True or false?
False.
True.
It's
false. It's a fake bat.
It's true.
True.
And
okay.
It depends.
It's true. Ozzy Osbourne. It was January 20th, 1982 in Des Moines, Iowa.
Yes.
At like the Veterans Memorial, whatever's concert hall. Don't quote me on the name of the concert hall, but he thought it was a fake bat.
Yes, right.
He bit the head off of it, and it wasn't until the bat started twitching in his mouth he realized it was real. And what wasn't fun is he underwent 3 weeks every day of getting 6 rabies shots, two in his ass, 2 in his thighs, and 2 in his arms for
Take
3 weeks.
Now, part two of that, before that happened, he actually bit the head off of a pigeon during a record label meeting.
Yes.
That actually landed their record label.
In the office.
Their deal.
In the office with the execs.
In the office.
Yep.
They were going to release some pigeons, and one ended up coming back or something, and he ended
up landed on him with some. Yeah.
I thought he just put it in his mouth.
No, he put it in his mouth, but he chomped.
He committed. Yeah.
He committed.
Last true or false question. Keith Richard snorted his own father's ashes.
Keith Richards, so true.
It's going to be true because that's how he became Johnny Depp's dad.
No, it's because that man would snort anything.
Give him some limon from the
answer. The answer is true. All right, let's go into our last final song before we bring up the band Black Rock Candy. This song is called Dead Man Running by Outlier. We love Outlier on this show.
Yep. Yes.
Let's go. You're a dead man running.
I'm not losing sleep. Fingers that I've made, I've known it all along.
Start your shedding, will it start? around. Heavy is the head that hits the ground. Fuck around and find out. Heavy is the head that hits the ground. Oh yeah. I never cast the first stone, but I always let the last blow. I'm never one to throw shade, but I hit that back of fashion. Talk your shit, rumors don't mean nothing.
All right, and we are here with Taylor Hart from the band Black Rock Candy. I think it's a four-piece band out of Southern California, right?
Yes, four-piece band. And, well, we're from, like, Corona, but we just say Los Angeles because it's east of Los Angeles.
Well, how many suburbs and different areas are there around L.A.? There's a ton, right?
That's all it is. Yeah.
L.A. is too big. It's so big. We are like an hour from LA, but we play in LA all the time. We actually play all over Southern California and even more because we just went on tour not too long ago. So yeah, we're all over.
Where'd you go? Where'd you tour at?
We went like southwest of the US. So Texas and Nashville, New Orleans, like all those spots. We even did Arizona. We started in Arizona, but just made our way that way and back.
No Oklahoma.
I was about to say, they always miss Oklahoma whenever they go south. It's like, you know, they have to go up above us. So they like totally miss us.
No, we did go through Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, but they don't stop in Oklahoma for a reason.
We tried to play, but we didn't get any bookings. And I was, because
that's what I was going to, hold on. I was going to let you know, and I'm going to call him out now. Nick at 89th Street, answer your dang emails.
There's or a the lot Diamond of Ballroom.
Oklahoma was a hard venue to play.
Too big.
Missing out.
Too big.
We definitely plan to. I have family in Oklahoma. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Here's the deal. When you're developing a band, you don't want to play over a 250 cap room, period.
Okay. 89th Street would work.
It's a 350 cap room. That's the smallest next to, there's some kind of like little ground floor level show. It's great for punk. It's great for rockabilly. It's great for those kind of things. But anything bigger than that is the next step up is 89th Street, which we've been to, Sebastian. We had a great time there. Great venue. But the problem is anything bigger than 89th Street is like Diamond Ballroom, like 500 cap rooms and higher. And that's going to look really bad on a band that's trying to develop. So you're only going to have 30 people there, and 30 people in a 600 cap room does not look good versus at least a 350 cap room. So
especially because the room's a lot bigger, there's less people there. It doesn't look as good, I guess. Who did you tour with, Taylor?
Ourselves. We just went by ourselves. It was our first one. So we booked everything on our own, and it was actually really good. We had a lot of great venues. One of my favorites was House of Blues. And we did the Foundation Room. So it was like that loungy room. And it was so cool. It was so good. But actually, it was better than the one in Anaheim, in my opinion.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, that was in Houston, Texas. It was awesome.
So the band had your debut album in 2021. So fairly a recent newer band. Time flies. Does it already seem like it's been 2 years since you started your band? Or I don't know who started it, since the band started. Doesn't it feel like it hasn't been that long?
No, yeah. Honestly, I grew up in it. So I feel like this has been my whole life. And especially because I started when I was 14 in my band. Like that was when we started.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, definitely felt like it's been a long time. But at the same time, it's like, wow, I can't believe.
So the debut album, was that actually 2021?
Yeah, that was 2021, our first album release. And we were kids. We're still kids, kind of.
I'm confused. Okay, because I don't know how old you are, right? You're not supposed to ask. But you said you were 14 when you started the band?
Yes.
So how show many him my numbers of fingers.
Yeah, hold on. I just turned 22.
Okay, so 8 years. So the band's been around for 8 years.
Yeah, about. My sister started when she was 11. That's our guitarist. And
oh my goodness.
Yeah, and so she was she's 18 now. So you see, they're kind of kids. I'm like, work with kids. I literally like they're kids to me.
You're a kid. You're a kid.
1-8.
That's it. I'm helping Sebastian. I'm like the. You ever seen the sign language chick?
That's right.
I'm that for Sebastian right now with numbers. I'm here for you.
Yeah. So I have to ask then. So the lyrics, was it actually experienced by you then of the song that we're going to be playing?
Yes, it is.
Personal
experience. Playing Honey, by the way.
Personal experience, but not like what you would think. When you hear the song, you think, oh, she got cheated on. And
no, I actually knew that you were talking about the industry. And The reason why is because I am myself in a predominantly man, you know, industry myself, to where, you know, I have issues, you know, from time to time.
She has issues with us.
It just happens whenever you're a female in a male dominant industry. And so I caught what you were saying. And so whenever you told me that you're only 22, I was just like, did you really experience that? Because I mean, age really doesn't matter, but I think the younger you are, the more susceptible you are to things like that, being a female in the industry versus somebody like my age, to where I can give somebody a look and they'll be, you know, like, ooh, okay, maybe not.
Yeah. I think because also we were growing up in it, a lot of it was learning as you go, and a lot of it was taking advantage, unfortunately. And so I learned really quickly from a young age, how to just be an adult and be professional at all times and try to carry that professionality. Now, the thing that sucks is that not everyone else is like that. Mm-hmm. And so it causes a lot of issues. And so, you know, that was a lot of the experience that I've had. And I just put that in the music. And I think when it comes to the lyrics, I want it to be relatable. I want people to, you know, not everyone's in the same industry I'm in. They don't understand all the back end of it. And I don't expect anyone to, right? It's like, you know, everyone has their different things, but I definitely want to try and relate as much as possible to the mass, or to, like, you know, the general.
You nailed it with that one, because I understood exactly what you're talking about. But like I said, I, you know, I come from, you know, not music, but tattoos, right. But same similar, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you for sure.
Is the music industry male dominant, though? I mean, maybe does it depend on the genre?
I think it's all about where she lives, aka LA.
Yeah.
We're Hollywood. Say,
yeah.
Oh, stuff that would like make that. Sense.
Because like if she would have, so you guys just toured Nashville, you just came through. If you were to hang in Nashville another 6 months, you would own the scene. And because we run the music scene down here in Nashville, and it is catch 22, kind of a little bit like what Don said. It's a male-driven industry, kind of yes, kind of no, but as a female, you will get ran over. That's just – it's also being a timid male, right? Same thing. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
At the same time, as soon as you stand up for yourself as a female, then you become the bad bitch in the industry. Then nobody messes with you. But then you're known as, well, she got an attitude. Same thing.
It's a fine line. Okay?
Exactly. Well, she's a prick, you know. But that's almost kind of what you want, though, because – unfortunately, it takes that to garner the respect in this industry, which is a shame. But at the same time, if you get that early at an age, a rocket ship,
right?
You know, like
it sounds nice. It sounds like easy, but there's been times where I've had someone say something, and they really do try to talk down to you. Mm-hmm. And just sometimes it's just because I'm a singer. It has nothing to do with, maybe it's not because I'm a girl or, you know, what genre I think it, sometimes it could be I'm a singer, it could be I'm a girl, but I've had someone tell me one time, try to like kind of boss me around at a show, and he owned the venue, and he was like, well, this is such a dumb like thing to say, but just trying to like tell me how it is. And I was like, he's like, I've been doing this for 11 years. And I'm like, okay, like I understand, like this is your venue, like if you want to give me criticism or feedback on my performance, go ahead. Like, I welcome it. But, like, don't try to talk down to me in front of my bandmates, in front of my people.
Yeah.
And because my mom is involved, my mom's our you know,
band manager.
Yeah, she's the one who runs it for us.
Mom manager.
She's always on us, professional. You always want to look professional, always want to be the good person, right? And you never know who you're going to come across. So I always got that back in my brain. And it is that give or take of how do I defend? Do I stick up for myself or do I let it go and just act like, you know, everything's fine because I don't want to ruin an opportunity for the band. So it's definitely like a give or take. And in that instance, I said something like, oh, like, I just disagree. I don't agree with that. And boom, I was like, wrong. Like,
you know, I get talked down all the time by Sebastian.
Shut up, Sam.
Shut up. No one's talking to you.
So it is what it is. It sucks sometimes, but I also don't want to be that person that doesn't do anything. Like I would definitely speak up for myself. And I think people know that about me now.
You don't have to mention any names, but breathe air and have long hair if it was the whiskey, but you don't have to mention any names.
It wasn't the whiskey. I love the whiskey.
Okay. I was going to say, there's only one
Californian, so you don't have to protect too much.
There's only one more venue. There's only one more venue that it could be.
The Viper Room.
No. You probably wouldn't know it as much. And you know what?
Oh, I will. I will. I'm a booking agent.
No, I'm not. I'm probably not going to say it because, you know, I just, again, we're in this area and I don't want
to. Don't
say it to our show.
I want to ask this. I want to ask you this before you play your song, Honey, on here. You also have a song that you recently released called Trouble. Now, you've played at the Viper Room. You played Whiskey A Go-Go in the Hollywood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you played at Chain Reaction. I don't know where that is. I'm sure Sam does. But Anaheim. Whiskey A Go-Go and Viper Room, I feel, and I don't know because I don't live in Los Angeles. I live in Oklahoma. I'm from the Bay Area in California. Hence the Niners hats from both Diego and myself over here, right?
God.
Is Whiskey A Go-Go and the Viper Room still? I felt like a long time ago, especially like in the 90s or 80s even. I don't know when they started, but there was probably more of a, you play there, it's like, holy crap, they played there. Is it the same today? Because it feels like a lot of bands play there. It's not so like a fraternity type environment like it used to be.
Yeah, I can only understand that from watching movies and stuff like that because I didn't live that, but my parents, you know, they'll tell me. My mom's like, oh, back in the day, like Whiskey Go-Go was so good, and like everyone used to go and they would tell me stories, right? And so in my brain, that's what I know of, and I was raised on this. So like in my mind, I was like, this is awesome, right? And then I think the first time we played it is incredible. The stage, the lighting, the sound, everything. It's just like top tier in Hollywood. Everyone knows that that's like one of the better stages. And that and Troubadour and probably the Roxy. Like all those places are really amazing venues for, you know, up and coming bands. Now after playing it a few times, it kind of sucks because you lose that, after a few times. But I still think that it's one of my favorites to play because of the energy every time. And even though it's not like what you said, like a frat house all the time, like people partying. And I mean, there is that, but it's not like what you would think.
It's more like a brotherhood or sisterhood of people that have played there was kind of the feel that you would get from playing at those venues. Sam, what's your opinion on that? Because I know you've been around the music scene for quite a while.
No comment, sir.
Okay, all right.
Well, for the first time.
the whiskey at one time, and it's not the way it used to be, but to the rock scene, the whiskey, it was the mystique. It was like, we played the whiskey, you know, and then you could tell the difference between the people that really understood it to the people that were just like, because I would correct you and be like, oh, it's the Whiskey A Go-Go. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So you played the whiskey. Congrats. And it's the same thing to country artists out here that play the Ryman. Mm-hmm. It's that same exact thing. It's I guess like a fraternity of, you know, music hood. I don't know really the words to use. I just say mystique.
It's like a check in the box. Like I do that. Yes. Right.
Yep. Music is a good word to use. That's a great terminology.
Yep.
Diego. All right. Let's play your song, the music video. for your song, Honey. Let's go. You can find Black. Hold on. I forgot the band name for a second, okay? It's easy to remember. I don't know why I forget it. All right. All right. There you go. Black Rock Candy, their song, Honey. You can find Black Rock Candy wherever you listen to your music. I do want to give a shout out to your drummer who is looking like he is having just the most fun time playing the drums. I absolutely love it. Tell us where we can find your merch and give us your website.
Yeah. So you can find everything at blackrockcandy.com. We have merch there. We have our music there and all that good stuff. And yeah, Aaron, he's so good at what he does. He always brings energy. So
you can tell he's having a great time on the drum set. Yeah.
And also I think I made a mistake when you asked about the lyrics of the song. I thought you were referring to Trouble about, you know, you were asking about that. Honey is exactly what you said.
I was talking about Honey. I should have clarified. I was about to say the name of the song, but
yeah. And you can see that in the video too. So
yeah.
I do want to thank you, Taylor, for coming on The Loud Spot. Please stay right there till after the outro song plays. I do want to thank all of our listeners that listen to us, whether it's Apple, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts, we are there. That's all the time we got. Me and Diego both say, go Niners. Peace out, walk on, and much love.
Niner game.
This is The Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this The Loud Spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does Nothing Short of Tragic have his back again?
Yes.
Does everything that's good really have to end?
Yes.
A pimp host has a pimp show, so to get more episodes, make an order, this is over.